The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
The popular $8,000 tax credit for qualified first-time home buyers purchasing a principal residence has now been extended, but it's also been expanded as well to include repeat buyers. They get a $6,500 tax credit. So let's take a look at the $8,000 first-time home buyers tax credit first. Here's one of the important changes. The tax credit now applies to sales occurring on or after the 1st of January of 2009 up to April 30th, 2010. However, in cases where you've got a binding sales contract signed by April 30th, 2010, a home purchase that is completed by the 30th of June will qualify. So in other words, you still need a binding contract by the end of April, but you have until the end of June to close. The extension also raised the income limits for those applying for the credit from $75,000 for a single taxpayer and $150,000 for married couples filing jointly to $125,000 for single taxpayers and $225,000 for those filing jointly. But, and this is a big one, this raised limit is not retroactive. Let me repeat that. The raised income limit is not retroactive. So, if you bought a home between January 1st and November 6th, the income limit doesn't change. It stays $75,000 for a single, $125,000 for a couple. The raised income limit only applies to homes purchased after November 6th of this year and before the end of April 30th of next year. So if you're earning over $75,000 or the two of you were over $125,000 and you bought your first place before November 6th, I know this is going to sound unfair to a lot of you, you still will not qualify for the tax credit. Got it? All right. Now, let's take a look at this $6,500 credit for repeat buyers. This is just brand new. Now, first, this is not for buying a holiday house or, you know, any kind of second home. This is for those who want to move up to a new principal residence. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sell the old house. You can keep it or rent it or do whatever you want to do with it. But the house you're buying has to be your new primary residence. You will have to live in it for at least 3 years. Otherwise, the IRS can come and ask for the money back. And unlike a lot of government programs, the IRS will actually do that. Now, to be eligible, you have to have owned and lived in your previous home for 5 consecutive years out of the last 8. So you don't have to be living in it now, but sometime in the last 8 years, you have to have lived in it for 5 consecutive years.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.